Could it be a picture?
Sure. folie des millionnaires. Je vais vous les présenter.
Bon. got some lime there. The special edition of Montreal Sound Arc Skew T, 90.3 FM. All vinyl here, a little bit scratchy, sorry about that. Lime from Your Love, You're My Magician. Also, just before that, again from the Guy Lafleur album, Y'a Rien Pour M'Arrêter, which is the French version of their song Power Play on the English one. Heard quite a lot of disco in there. We had Venus Gang, Imagination, Denis and Denise Lepage from, sure enough, Lime, but doing a cover of Cold Turkey. Vera, Wham, Coup de Foudre, Kathmandu, Kryptonite, Jerry Boboja from Montreal there. So went all disco after finding out not only did Guy Lafleur die, which makes one think of his infamous disco How to Play Hockey While Dancing disco record, which if you're lucky comes with both a booklet explaining how to play hockey and quite the sexy fold-out poster of a barely dressed Guy Lafleur in the late 70s. I'm sure you'll be seeing all over social media people posting this gatefold album, Lafleur Disco LP. It goes to show, just the fact that they also put it out in English and in French, that all across Canada, Guy Lafleur was a icon of the 70s. Helped the Canadians win 5 Stanley Cups in the decade and set a record for 6 straight goals, seasons of 50 goals or more, later surpassed by just a handful of players decades later. And, of course, legendary nightlife of the late 70s where a lot of these players would go out after the games at Stanley Street. Also had the sad news today that Robert Ouimet passed away, a very important DJ in that era. At the Limelight in particular, RIP, some disco music to send both these folks gone way too soon off. I'm probably not the only one to feel this way, but 2022 so far, rather awful march of death. Way too many friends, acquaintances, and people passing on too soon. We had Sonia Biddle, and barely in her 60s, a couple months ago, among other friends, Richard King, also passed away, also in his 60s. All these people, you know, Mike Bossy just last week, 65. That's all way too young. These are people who are being robbed of a dignified old age, a good 10, 15 years of retirement and relaxation and savoring after such a long life of accomplishments and such. Really a shame. And of course, there are worse places to be and worse levels of death going on elsewhere in the world. Pretty dark here so far. Let's try, though, and take a moment, maybe a weekend, as the media floods Canada with tributes and homages to Guy Lafleur. Let's try to get it into a bit of that 70s vibe, shall we? Good times, great sports, Canadian champions left, right, and center, and a city that was just bristling and brimming with nightlife, with the entire downtown from one end to the other just packed with bars, restaurants, concert halls like we cannot at all imagine today. What with the condo towers growing like sprouts and the utter inability to go and, you know, stick a bar or a disco bar on the ground floor of a condo tower, it will never happen. We've lost a lot of what was there, but it's fun to think back to that fine age and remember some of the folks who made it happen. Again, RIP Robert Ouimet, Guy Lafleur, Louis Rastelli signing off on Montreal Sound Arc here in Skate 90.3 FM. We'll leave you with some more from Guy telling you about his shooting. I'll catch you next Friday, Montreal Sound Arc, 3 to 5 p.m. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend.
good shot is based on a combination of strength, balance on skates, technique, and practice. First, you should use a stick with a handle that you can flex or bend. And no matter what type of shot you work on, it's most important that you release the puck quickly. In recent years, Claude Ruel has really helped me work on my quick release. He passes me one puck after another at high speed, and I receive and shoot all in the same motion. You can also help your quick release by learning to do push-ups on your fingertips. Start by doing a few, and then gradually increase the number until you can do 35. It's not easy, but the strength that you'll gain will make all the difference in developing your shots.
Keep on pushing, keep on pushing, yeah, keep on pushing, yeah.
The snapshot is one of the greatest offensive weapons to appear in recent years, and doing the push-up exercise is an essential element in its success. You start with the puck on the toe of the blade. Roll the blade over a little. Draw the stick in slightly. And lean on the handle with the bottom hand. And then, snap.
You gotta reach out, draw in, snap your wrist. You gotta reach out, draw in, snap your wrist. Keep on reaching out, keep on drawing it. Oh, snap your wrist, let it go, let it go.
The wrist shot is sometimes referred to today as a forgotten art. Wrist shots have two advantages: quick release and accuracy. Cradle the puck in the center of the blade, and while flexing the stick slightly, shoot the puck with a sweeping motion. The key here is following through with the motion after the shot. Also, practice receiving a pass and releasing the wrist shot all in the same motion. Remember the importance of the quick release. The slap shot is a valuable offensive weapon if it's used at the right place and time. Many people are critical of the slap shot because most amateurs don't know where it's going, and they take so long to get it away that usually the shot gets blocked. Here are a few hints for a good slap shot. First, it's the whipping action in the stick that gives you the speed in your shot. Pick the general area you want to shoot at, and draw the stick back about waist high. As you're drawing the stick back, allow the bottom hand to slide down the handle about 14 inches from the stick handling position. Now, look at the puck and tighten up the bottom arm as you start to come forward with your shot. The stick should make contact with the ice and the puck at the same time. The blade of the stick should hit the puck between the midpoint and the heel end of the blade.
You gotta draw back, pull back, drop your hand. You gotta draw back, pull back, drop your hand. Tighten up when you're swinging through. Slap the ice just behind the puck. Move on through. Move on.
For me, the backhand shot is the toughest of all shots to master. The curved stick has made the backhand shot even more difficult, since you use the reverse side of the blade. To gain complete control of the backhand, make sure that the puck is between the center and heel of the blade. Only the most skillful players can really take advantage of the potential of the backhand shot or pass. But if you can master it, it's a great way to keep the defense guessing.
Hello, dear listeners. As of March 16th, CKUT Studios will be closed until further notice. The programming on our airwaves will consist of a mixture of recent CKUT archives, new pre-recorded segments, and other relevant special programming. Our upcoming funding drive will be postponed until further notice. Thank you for understanding that we are taking these measures to protect the health of our staff and community members. Love, CKUT.
You are listening to From Embers, a weekly show on CFRC 101.9 FM about anarchist and anti-authoritarian ideas and practice. We are broadcasting from the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples on land that has come to be called Kingston, Ontario, Canada, because of the thievery and brutality of the Canadian state and its empire-loving parents. From Embers is about fires, some real and some metaphorical. Fires started generations ago and tended to over the years. Little sparks all across this territory that we hope will grow, spread, and engulf the thieving state called Canada and the capitalist system that has plagued this land since the fur trade.
Today on From Embers, we're going to stay on theme and continue thinking through the